Dreyer and Reinbold Mini is Indy's latest pre-owned superstore with access to over 350 pre-owned cars. We offer competitive rates, on-the-spot financing, top book value for your trading, and we're located in the big, beautiful black building at I-465 and North Keystone.
Hi, I'm Bob Berman.
And I'm Jim Metzner. Welcome to
Astounding Universe. Vacation time is coming up for me soon, and part of that is you're at the beach and the sun is setting and it's sort of hypnotic. We watch the sun set. How long is that experience? The sun is safe to look at then when it's a deep red. It's not safe when it's higher up in the sky. So it's the one time we can see that beloved life-giving star of ours. From the moment its bottom edge touches the horizon to when the topmost part of it sinks down, and maybe we even see a green flash at that point. How long does it take for the sun to set?
So while we're thinking of the answer to Bob's question, well, how long does it take for the sun to set and the horizon? I get to ask you about the green flash. What is the green flash?
Oh, this is an increasingly famous phenomenon where when the sun is setting and there's one last little orange speck of the sun still above the horizon, it will sometimes turn a vivid emerald green. Maybe one time out of every 20 or 30 or 40 times. I've looked for it hundreds of times and I've seen it about 35 times. So if my experience is typical, maybe one out of every 10 or 20 or 30 times.
What turns green? Just that last little tip?
Yeah, the last little upper tip of the sun, when it's still above the horizon and it's still orange or red, it'll transform into a beautiful emerald green color, and then it too will set and vanish. So it only lasts for a second or two.
Okay, what is this?
Why does it happen? Because actually, when the sun is on the horizon, it's a series of different colored suns, thanks to refraction or the bending of light by the thick air down there. So there's actually a blue sun that sets last, but there's no more blue light because of the scattering effect. The red sun sets first, followed by an orange sun, a yellow sun, and the last sun to set is the green sun. So the uppermost bit of the sun is actually a green tip. And only if the air is homogeneous, very even, and that's why an ocean is often needed, you'll see it. You'll see that tiny last bit of sun be green.
Huh. So the atmosphere is a giant prism?
And yeah, it's bending the light.
Bending the light as if through a prism. We don't see the blue sun because
because there's really no blue light left. When you look toward a sunset, the blues are gone. They're scattered out. That's what gives us our blue sky. But by the time it goes through all that air, because there happens to be 14 times more air between you and the setting sun than you and the high up sun, because you're sighting through a lot more air. And so the process of refraction is given more oomph, more power.
So if you look at the sun and you see the blue flash, you know you're on the wrong planet, basically. You know, they've beamed you up. All right, question two. Don't forget about that time question that Bob asked earlier. Question two is, well, the sun is setting. Why is it safe to look at when it's there on the horizon and it's red, but it's not safe to look at when it's in the sky?
Well, the sun's brightness can and will damage your eye just because it's concentrating its energy, both the ultraviolet and the visible part of the energy and the infrared, the heat part of the energy focused onto your retinal cells, can really fry them and cook them and blind you if you stare at the sun too long.
But why doesn't that happen when it's just about to set on the horizon?
Because there's so much air and anything in the air, like water droplets and pollution, that all of this is blocking the light. And as a result, as we've all noticed, the sun is much less bright when it's setting. Now, should for some reason the sun appear bright to the eye when it's on the horizon and near the horizon, don't look at it. We're talking about when the sun has been diminished to where it obviously is safe to look at because it's not very bright at all.
Okay, so that's why we can look at the sun, because there's more air and more impurities in the air that, in a sense, protect us from looking at the sun on the horizon, about to sink. So you've asked us this question. I'm picturing myself there. I'm on the beach. The sand is in my toes. The palm trees are are blowing, and then the tip of the sun disk is just touching. I'm going to make a wild guess because this program is unrehearsed. Bob has not told me the answer. I'm going to say 10 to 15 minutes.
Good. I'm glad you said that because it's really, really wrong. And I want the answer to be a surprise. And the answer is, it depends where you're located.
Because, oh, that's a trick question.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you the range. If you're in the tropics, which we often are on vacation looking at sunsets,
yeah.
Let's say somewhere near the equator, doesn't have to be very near, then the answer is 2 minutes. Takes the sun to travel 2 minutes to traverse its disk through the horizon. And by the way, the moon is the same thing. So if you're looking at the moon set, same rules apply. 2 minutes.
All right. Well, what about, let's say, a northern latitude up here near New York? Or
If you're in New York or Boston or Denver or even a little further north in, let's say, Montreal or Vancouver, then it's closer to 3 minutes. The reason being that if you pay attention, you'll see that the sun isn't setting straight down, but it's setting down and to the right, diagonally at an angle. And because of this angle, it takes more time for its disk to completely penetrate the horizon. So it's more like 3 minutes. And if you're up in the far north, if you happen to be at one of the poles, South Pole or North Pole, then it can take as much as a couple of days to set.
Wow. So where would my answer be correct? Somewhere between here and the North Pole? Between
You'd have to be very far north. Let's say north of the Arctic Circle, certainly.
Well, that's where I was. Didn't I say that?
Okay, so you're right. I take it back.
2 to 3 minutes. Wow, who knew? So here's a question for you. Why is it that some sunsets or some places, like on Facebook, I got a friend of mine who's out in Arizona or New Mexico, something like that, and every night this woman puts up, you know, another sunset, astonishingly beautiful. It's like the sunset from heaven. Why is it they have these fabulous sunsets in New Mexico, and here in New York, you know, every once in a while I get a nice sunset, but nothing like that.
Well, the main thing that's going to make a sunset more spectacular are high clouds. So that's going to catch the light, reflect the light of those deep reds and oranges. So if you've got cirrus clouds, high clouds around, and some areas are more prone to them than others, that's going to make for a far more colorful sunset than if the sky is clear.
So there's a lot of take-home here. A lot of high clouds give you great sunset. 2 to 3 minutes, if anybody asks you this burning question about the disk of the sun. And then this really interesting thing about the green flash. And, of course, why we can actually look at the sun at all when it's on the horizon. That's a lot to take home.
Yeah.
And so, as the sun sets in the west, we're going to say thank you for Astounding Universe. See you next time. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.